This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We're going to be starting now, baby.
Jackson Greta on Joy.
I just realised I have my serious face on.
Get that off.
It's gone.
You're on Joy. Be joyous.
I'm smiling.
Good. In your Michael Jackson t-shirt.
It's a ripper, isn't it? A thriller, if you will.
Jackie. Greta.
I may be a much...
Let's not give it away.
I'm not giving it away. A much loved Australian celebrity who passed away.
You've absorbed their soul.
I may have absorbed his soul.
We went hiking on the weekend and, there's just a lot of things to chat about, isn't there, really, in regards to that hike that was predominantly uphill and my legs are hurting.
We've got a movie review as well.
Oh.
It's a special one.
It is a special one, isn't it?
It's a worry.
Greta, you and I went for a hike on the weekend.
We did.
We're very fitness focused at the moment.
We are. I think we have been for a while, though, to be fair. I don't think it's a New Year's craze.
No.
We've been pretty consistent since, I'm going to say about August.
Yeah, we're here for the long term, not the short term.
That's right.
We're in it to win it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. I had nothing to add to that. They were all brand ones. I can't speak. We went to Werribee Gorge.
Yes. So it's a big, basically just a couple of big hills next to each other.
A valley, if you will.
Yes, absolutely. And you go down into the valley, then you come back up again on the other side.
Do you ever? Well, you sort of have to go up and then down and then you go up.
Yes.
So basically the walk that we took, or the hike, if you will, consisted of sort of going through a bit of bushland to the top of a bit of a hill, nice view. You went down that hill into what I was referring to as Snake Valley. Because if there are going to be snakes anywhere in Victoria...
That's where they'd be.
It was in the bottom of that gorge.
Yeah, it was a hot day.
High grass.
Yeah.
Bit of water.
It's not where you want to put your foot down accidentally, you know?
And I thought, and I stand by this, that we were the first people to walk through the gorge on that particular morning.
We got up early.
We got up early. So I went through Snake Valley.
You should have seen this bloody idiot.
Stomping my feet and just...
Just clapping away.
Because as much as I'm all for snakes, but I don't want one launching at my calf.
No, you don't.
I'm a bit conservative like that. And then we came out of Snake Valley and saw what I thought was corn. It was not corn. We may talk about that later if you're lucky. And then we went up the biggest hill in the world. And
don't get us wrong here. We're not exaggerating. It was the biggest hill in the world. It did not end ever.
And my level of fitness is, I mean, I got to the top, but gee, I had to pause a few times.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're only human.
And I wouldn't be surprised if a few people don't make it. Like, that's... I mean, they live.
Oh, okay, right. But people just, like, drop off the side of the mountain. No.
They get half up the hill and they think, you know what, I want to be back in Snake Valley.
Yeah, you want to roll down.
Yeah, I'm turning around and I'm getting out of here. But, Jackie, the hill was all well and good.
Yeah.
It's what happened on top of the hill.
What happened at the very top of the hill?
Because a lot happened once we got to the top of that hill.
Should I play a song?
Oh, yeah. We're not allowed to do 45-minute talk breaks.
About what happened at the top of the biggest hill in the world.
What happened?
What happened?
A lot.
You are listening to Joy with Jackson Greta as Greta watches the Leonardo DiCaprio Vine on repeat.
If it wasn't set up, I'm very disappointed in him. If you haven't seen it, won a Golden Globe, she walks past him, he rolls his eyes a lot.
It's a good one.
It's very dramatic. I saw a fantastic tweet earlier, something along the lines of, Leo looks disappointed and frustrated because that's the first time he's touched a woman older than 22.
Oh, sad but true. But that's not what we're talking about, Greta. We're talking about something more important.
The top of the mountain.
What happened at the top of the mountain that Greta and I climbed? The biggest mountain in the world. Surprise, surprise, it's in Werribee. Who knew? Damn, it takes a long time to get to the top of that thing.
It did. And then once we got up there,
that's when the chit-chat started about, like, I think, did you say to me or I said to you, I said, what about those red kangaroos?
It all started, Jackie. Let me cast my mind back.
to Saturday.
We got to the top of the mountain. And it was flat. It's surprisingly flat at the top of that mountain.
Yeah, it gets flat at the top, like, an oval. Like,
yeah, it's almost like, it's like an oval. It's like someone chopped the top of it off.
Yes, yeah.
And we were walking towards the lookout point, mm-hmm. as it is referred to. And you saw, I didn't see it. Well, I saw the tail end of it, literally. A really big kangaroo ran past.
Yes.
Huge.
I kind of heard a thump and the smoke outline of where a kangaroo once stood.
Yes, and it was perfectly camouflaged to this sort of, you know, a sunburnt,
dusty
conditions at the top of the hill.
Mm.
And you looked at me and you said, "Red kangaroos." And I said, "I don't think we get them in Victoria," because I could tell you were nervous.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of red kangaroos. They're just bloody big, Greta. Have you seen them?
Oh, but I...
They're huge.
You don't mess with a red kangaroo.
You don't mess with a red kangaroo.
And then we saw that conversation sort of ended, and we got to the top of the lookout, and we looked out.
And it was so-so, to be honest. Yes. The lookout wasn't.
You think when you're at the highest mountain in the world, you're going to get a cracking view, but I reckon it's better on the other side.
Couldn't even see the city.
You couldn't see the city. We turn around, and we head back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your eyesight is better than mine. I wear contact lenses, but you're clearly more observant as well. As we were walking back, you sort of leapt into the air.
It was quite comical.
And shrieked in such a way that my first instinct was snake,
mm-hmm.
and my second instinct was John Jarrett.
Mick Taylor was behind a bush.
Bit of Wolf Creek action.
G'day, loves.
G'day, ladies. And you leapt, and I had to step back to see what you'd seen. And lo and behold, I'm going to say he.
Mm-hmm.
There he was, the world's largest kangaroo.
On the world's biggest mountain.
This kangaroo was the size of a horse. We are not kidding.
It was so big.
I will do some research on red kangaroos, because maybe you can get them in Victoria. Look, his fur?
Yeah.
Wasn't red.
It was sort of brown.
A dusty brown.
Yes.
But this was no wallaby.
No, it was not a bloody wallaby.
You're not going down to Healesville and patting this guy. No. And he was sort of, you know, when you're lying on a couch and then, or just lying, and then you might be having a picnic with the friends and someone you have a bit of a crush on is there, so you try to put yourself up into a sexy position.
Yeah, you kind of propped yourself, maybe your head up on your elbow and you're sticking your chest out a bit more. He was
doing that.
Peacocking
He was peacocking to us, but I think his chest out was, if you come close to me, I will kill you.
Mm, well, that was my, because instantly I saw it and I thought, oh, the red kangaroo's here to kill us. And I had one of those. It was a real guttural sound of when I saw it.
Honestly, it was a snake sound. We need to learn to differentiate our sounds. I think we need to talk about this more, because what if it had have been John Jarrett?
What if it had have been John Jarrett or an actual red kangaroo?
And we'll get some red kangaroo facts as
well. Yeah, please.
Because really right now we're just seat of our pants.
Luckily this guy was pretty chilled out. He kind of just looked at us. He was aware that we were there, but we'd obviously walked past him and then come back. So he was not, you know. And this is a state park, so that he's probably seen a fair whack of people every day. Would you say?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm.
And we warned a few people who were heading up after us.
Felt so smug.
I'm thinking about John Jarrett, though.
Okay.
We survived the kangaroo, but we still haven't survived John
More
Jarrett.
More on John Jarrett being at the top of the world's biggest mountain, a.k.a. Werribee State Gorge Park. You are listening to Joy, and as such, we have Milan. Isn't that an exotic name?
He is a handsome young man.
Can you stop sexually harassing him?
He is. And it's radio, so you've got to describe things.
Yeah, okay.
You've got to paint pictures.
He's here for the news headlines.
Yeah, he is. He's more serious than we're making out. Go, Milan.
Thank you, ladies. Well, to the UK, and more than 100 senior Anglicans have urged the Church of England to repent for discriminating against lesbian and gay Christians. And, guys, the Golden Globes have just wrapped up with the survival epic The Revenant and Space Adventure The Martian taking out the top movie prizes, and an exciting news for Leo fans. The man has won Best Performance by an Actor in a Film Drama, fueling the buzz that the great man could finally take home his Oscar, his first Oscar, next month.
I hope he does.
I don't know. I saw the trailer for that film and it... Oh.
No, I've seen it. It's good.
Is it good?
It's great.
All right, I'll do it.
There's not much talking, so it's pure... It's just 100% acting. There's no dialogue. He's just Leo in the wilderness with a bear. It's great.
I watched the first maybe half an hour, and it was very violent.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
It is pretty violent.
I don't know how he recovers after the incident with the bear.
Oh, I don't know either, but it's great. It's the best scene of the movie.
Don't watch it and imagine a red kangaroo. It'll upset you greatly.
Very frightening.
Thank you, Milan.
Thanks, guys.
We're discussing important things like important, serious people.
Well, we've sort of decided to summarise. But
yes,
we went for a walk on the weekend.
We went for a hike. We went up the world's biggest mountain, Greta.
We went up the world's biggest mountain.
Werribee State Gorge.
We did. We got to the top where we saw the world's biggest kangaroo.
It was a big boy.
Jackie, Brad, who lives in Melbourne, he's dropped us a line. Red roos do live in Victoria and could grow to up to 2 metres.
That is news I did not need, Brad. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Tim also got in touch. He used to live in Canberra and he remembers having a walk one day and he somehow made his way into a mob of kangaroos. He says they were all roughly around 6 foot tall.
No.
It's the most unnerving thing he has ever experienced.
That is horrible. Oh my gosh.
Just this one kangaroo.
Mm. Oh my goodness me.
And I've pulled up some pictures here, and I highly recommend if you're near a computer, search scary red kangaroo in the image section. They have muscles like men at gyms.
They do, like the serious men that go to that serious area of the gym.
The Arnold Schwarzeneggers of the world. They are terrifying beasts. But then, bear with me, John Jarrett in Wolf Creek.
Yes, she's showing me multiple images. I don't know.
What's scarier?
What would you prefer to wake up to or turn the corner and you see either John Jarrett from Wolf Creek or a scary red kangaroo?
When you shrieked and I went through my snake John Jarrett sort of instinct and then it turned out to be really still quite a fearful animal, what was your John Jarrett plan?
I don't know. Dude, I don't have plans. I think I would leave you for dead, to be honest.
Would you run?
I'd run. Yep. I think, you know what? If it was John Jarrett, I think I might be a little bit confused at first.
Sexually?
No. God, no. And then I might be like, there's a person over there. Like, I think I would go through a series of like, let's say hello to him. Oh, he's holding a gun. Oh, we've got to go.
So John Jarrett at the top of the mountain, you're not attracted to him. I'm not attracted to him.
No.
Neither am I.
Good.
Handsome man, don't get me wrong. He has a gun in your...
Yeah.
Because I believe at the start of the movie he was non-threatening.
He's quite jovial and charming at the start of the movie in a very Australian manner.
If he didn't have a gun, but it was him, and I knew what was up.
Probably ask him for a selfie.
There were some big rocks lying around. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so your instinct would be to immediately grab a rock and just throw it? What if he was friendly? What if it was John Jarrett just going for a hike?
I reckon my instinct is run and rock.
Run and rock, yeah.
You run, you find a red kangaroo, hide behind it,
yeah,
and you grab a rock.
My instinct is just to grab you, throw you to the ground because you're in my way. You're slowing me down. Straight down the hill. Straight down it. But what's scarier, Greta? Kangaroo? Or John Jarrett?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Of all things Australiana.
Would you rather be confronted by a fully grown red kangaroo pumping its muscles?
One of the big boys.
Or John Jarrett.
Or John Jarrett.
As his character from Wolf Creek. I'd rather a red kangaroo.
Would you?
Oh, yeah. Because the psychological trauma that Johnny Boy is going to put you through.
Well, that's a valid point.
Over just the red kangaroo, it's either going to attack or you're going to be okay.
And we've decided, I think.
Red kangaroos are scarier.
Red kangaroos are much scarier than John Jarrett.
Though a very perceptive text came through. Something that John gives me the feeling he's not a very liberal-minded kind of guy.
No.
In other words, maybe if you're a gay person, keep away from his Wolf Creek character.
Yeah, I'd agree with that one, actually.
I think there's a bit of wisdom there. Jackie, maybe not. Maybe. We don't want a Richard Wilkins, as you informed
we
me.
We do not want a Richard Wilkins, this one.
There are reports on Twitter that
There are mixed reports.
There are very mixed reports on Twitter that David Bowie has died. But what's interesting is that it's gone through on his official Facebook page, as in it's got a blue tick.
Yes, yeah.
His official Twitter and apparently his website, which is struggling to load, so it might be crashing right now. So it's either an extremely elaborate hoax.
Yes, someone's really gotten to a lot of effort to hack all those accounts.
Well, we've got some devastating news, and I'm a bit of a nutty Bowie fan, so this is a bit, if it's true, which
if
I really
true,
hope it isn't.
We don't know.
I'm struggling right now. I was only listening to him this morning. But
there's no official news websites to have reported it yet, but it's only a 15-minute-old tweet and Facebook update at this point.
And again, on official sites. But you were saying, we were talking about this, we started to sort of go a bit off topic. Mm. So you would, because I completely forgot about this, Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. So the day that your beloved Michael Jackson passed away, there was a hoax came out that Jeff Goldblum, bless him, Jurassic Park fame, and The Fly, I guess, if you're into that, had passed away also. And this came through as just like a basic tweet. Like it was like if I tweeted it to my like 150 followers. Old mate Richard Wilkins of Today Show fame, or whatever he's on, went with that as news. He was
right.
Like, I interrupt probably the most important news story in pop culture history that Michael Jackson has died to let you all know that I'm pretty certain Jeff Goldblum's died as well. But he hadn't, obviously. Remarkable television, though, if you're interested in watching, Greta.
How did the, I want to say hoaxsters, but I guess really the correct word would be hackers in this modern internet age, how do they pick
who dies? Who do you pick? I think you've got to pick someone that's not at the very, very height of fame, so you couldn't do a Jennifer Lawrence or a Leonardo.
Well, I was about to say women don't seem to fall victim to this.
No, interesting. That's, yes.
Trend, for
yes.
want of a better word.
Mm, very intriguing.
Let me just turn back to the internet and go,
Sky News has reported that David Bowie has died.
Oh, gosh, and so has Pitchfork. Oh, I'm a bit upset now.
I'm a bit upset.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.